It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
This is the sweet 'tis letter that I have ever read. It was written by my sweetheart, and this is what she said. It reads, my dearest darling, still love you faithfully, and I hope these few lines find you still in love with me. The more I read this letter, the more it touches my heart. Right here, she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She closes out by saying, I think I'll go to bed. So I'll kiss this letter, darling, but I wish it was you instead. The more I read this letter, the more it touches my heart. Right here she says, don't forget her, even though we're miles apart. She closes out by saying, I think I'll go to bed. So I'll kiss this letter, darling.
Have mercy. That is a mega force right there. Little Willie John. Letter from my darling. I love it how he says, I read it from this letter. The more I read it this letter. I love that. I love that line in there. It's kind of subtle the way he puts in the eat it at the end, but that's what he says. Poor Willie John. Oh, by the way, I was cruising down the street the other night. It was late at night, and I was listening to something on the radio out of New Orleans, and it was Willie John, but it wasn't one of the ones we have in the mix today. I've got a bunch in here. So I picked up my little handheld digital recorder, and I left a memo to myself saying, play a bunch of Little Willie John on Friday. So that's what we're going to do today. We got a bunch of it in there. Got a couple covers on his tune as well. He had a sad ending. I think it was in Seattle. It was somewhere in the northwest. He was in a bar and he got in a fight, I think with a railroad guy and argument, and ended up stabbing the guy to death, and then ended up dying in prison after that. I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes. Little Willie John. What a shame, man. What a total shame. Stone cold. Theater War next year. I don't plan on stabbing anybody to death. Well, at least not so far anyway. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. This is good stuff, eh? We play cool music. I just put up a bunch of Latin phrases. And you hear these all the time, and I didn't know what some of them meant. I just you just hear them. For example, ergo, I didn't know what that means. You hear it all the time. It means therefore. You hear de facto, which means from the fact, et cetera, which means and the others. So anyway, there's a bunch of them up there. You can learn to speak Latin. As I commented quite accurately, the only Latin I knew prior to this was ut frae upsle. That's it. Oofray oopsley. I knew the Romans used to, that means Fruit Loops in Latin. And then you hear the term ipso facto, which means by that very fact. I wouldn't have known that. So you can increase your educational level over there and smart stuff. Yeah, way cool. And by the way, for you guitar players, oh man, you got to see the piano Telecaster. Yes. Guitar made from 100-year-old piano keys, sealed in resin. This is a sweet, sweet, sweet build. I gotta pass this over to my pal that I haven't talked to in a long time, my number one guitar tech, Tom X. I don't know if he listens in on the show regularly or not, but Tom, if you do, you got to see this piano key Telecaster. Unbelievable. That's all I'll tell you so far. I think it's time for me. Let's see. I think it is. I'm pretty certain it is. Yeah, it's time for me to let you know that it's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Wait, hang on a second. My mouse is out of control here. I hate when my mouse goes out of control. There we go. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday, and you're on the edge.
Crystal blue persuasion.